Parshas Vayigash begins with the great confrontation. Vayigash Eil of Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef, and these two kings go head to head. Yehuda steps up and he talks tough. He has some harsh words for Yosef. And this is in stark contrast to the dialogue that they had at the end of Parshas Miketz, where Yehuda speaks in a very meek tone to Yosef. After they found the silver becher in Binyamin's bag, Yehuda tells Yosef, Ma noimer la adoni. I have no words to justify what happened. Ma nadaber ma natzadak. I can't exonerate myself. We were caught red-handed. Game over. Hinenu avadim la adoni. We are prepared to be slaves. This is how Parshas Miketz ends. It was hard drama. Talk about the ultimate cliffhanger. The situation seemed desperate. But now, all of a sudden, Yehuda changes his tune. He's just two psukim later, and suddenly, Yehuda is speaking in a much tougher tone. It's a very sudden change in demeanor. He went from an attitude of submissiveness and servitude to an attitude of strength and toughness. Instantaneously, everything changed. So what happened? So Reb Schwab says something so powerful. He says, Yehuda knew, after they found the becher, that they were in big trouble. Yosef had the goods on them. He had incriminating evidence to hold them accountable. And the brothers had no defense. So Yehuda was ready to raise the proverbial white flag. But then all of a sudden, he remembered something. He remembered that he made a promise to his father. But not only a promise, a guarantee, a personal guarantee. Yehuda guaranteed the return of Binyamin. He promised his father, Anoichi arvenu miyadi tevakshenu. Says Reb Schwab, that promise, that guarantee, gave Yehuda the energy and the courage to fight. Even though he knew he was facing a formidable opponent and the odds were stacked against him, he fought relentlessly. Why? Because he made a promise. And that is why everything changed. The idea is, when you take on responsibility or you make a commitment, knowing it's up to you to fulfill it, that responsibility unlocks special hidden strengths. It gives you the capability to accomplish things you might not have been able to achieve had you not taken on this responsibility. Now Yehuda, knowing that it's all on him, he tells Yosef, you must let Binyamin go. Ki avdecha arav esanar. I'm the guarantor. It's my word. My reputation is on the line. I promised my father that I'll return him safely, and I will not take no for an answer. This sense of responsibility gave Yehuda the courage and the strength to push beyond his natural limits. This same idea applies when anyone undertakes a large task, like going to a daily shiur, or volunteering for an organization, or taking on a Torah partner. It's definitely a monumental commitment. But if you do it L'shem Shemaim, seeking the honor of Hashem, Min HaShemaim, you will be granted special koiches, chutz l'derech ha-teva, physical and mental strength. And it's guaranteed that you will be successful. They say a story about a Talmud from the Meir Yeshiva. He was just married, and he was still in Kollel, and they offered him a job as a mashgiach in a yeshiva. But he felt he wasn't yet ready to take on such great responsibility. He went to Rav Palm to discuss his dilemma. And Rav Palm agreed with him. He told him, he can still wait a little bit before taking on this job. His legendary Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, found out that his Talmud turned down the job, and he was very upset. He called up his Talmud, and he told him, I heard that you were offered a prestigious position, and you turned it down. He says, Rebbe, I'm young, I'm inexperienced, I'm not yet ready for such responsibility. And Rav Nosson Tzvi told him, don't worry that you're not ready. Mitachrayas kum dekoiches. What he meant to say is, it's not the ability that leads to responsibility, but rather, it's the responsibility that leads to ability. He said, take the job, and min hashemayim, you will be given the capabilities to be successful. Because when you undertake responsibility, you receive special abilities min hashemayim to complete the task. We always wonder, why do some people exude greatness? Do they have a greatness gene in their DNA? But the answer is no. They are ordinary people who took on great responsibility. People often ask, how can one person be so brave and courageous? How can they open up a yeshiva? How can she establish an organization? It's such a tremendous responsibility. And there's so much involved. They must have extraordinary talents. But the reality is, they just took on responsibility. And when you take on responsibility, you tap into latent abilities that were always there, but were lying dormant. We don't know what we can accomplish until we take on responsibility for something that's beyond what we think we can accomplish. With responsibility, a person gains the energy and the drive and the special divine wisdom to execute those tasks and responsibilities. The later told Rav Palm those immortal words of Rav Nosson Tzvi, "Mit achrayes kum de koiches." He was so inspired by that phrase that he constantly repeated it to his Talmidim. Rav Nosson Tzvi embodied that saying. He was living proof of those very words. Despite his physical limitations, there was nothing he felt that was beyond his capabilities. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.